Snow will linger in the southeast portions of our region for a little while today, but drier air is pushing into the region. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. During the course of the last 24 hours, we did see snow fall near and south of Interstate 90, and looks like some of the accumulations across parts of that region were impressive, running from 3 to around 6 inches. It looks like right near the Nebraska border, the Millboro area of South Dakota had a foot of snow. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, reporting over 5 inches, and some neighboring areas did fairly well also. But it looks like the biggest accumulating of snow occurred in Nebraska, where upwards to almost 2 feet occurred in central parts of that state. A big part of our region was left out of this particular storm system with relatively dry bias conditions, and we're going to continue to have relatively tranquil weather over these next several days. We do have opportunities for some spits and spats of moisture, but there should not be a well-organized storm system for a while. Today's little disturbance off to the southeast will abate from the region during the morning, which should be relatively dry this afternoon in those areas. Everybody else will be dry, not only today, but tomorrow and also on Saturday. Our next opportunity for any precipitation in the region may come along a little bit later in the weekend as a cool front starts to rush across the northern plains. This will likely take place on Sunday going into Monday, and we'll likely see a little bit of light snow occur in response to that frontal system. That's an important frontal boundary, by the way. It does more or less set the stage for a new period of cooling that will take place as we go forward through the week next week. The last days of January will be cooler biased, but not bitterly cold. I think the bitter cold air will hold back a little bit, and we'll see it a little bit later in early February. Well, the forecast near term on temperatures really is going to be fairly decent for this time of the year. We expect to see daily temperatures running mostly in the 20s. There will be a few upper teens out there today, and we'll see a few 30-degree readings starting to show up later this weekend in South Dakota in particular, maybe southwestern corner of North Dakota as well. That'll occur beginning on Saturday, and Sunday we'll see those 30s working their way across the western two-thirds of the Dakotas, maybe even a couple of 40-degree readings in the Black Hills. Nighttime lows should run mostly in the upper single digits and teens through a big part of the next several-day period. Normal temperatures at night should be in the negative and positive single digits, with some colder readings near the Canada border in northwestern Minnesota. So this isn't too bad, and it'll stay pleasant, like I said, into next week, and we really don't have to worry about anything too extreme for a while. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.